All right, welcome to it. As we continue now, a lot of healthcare conversations in this hour. We continue our conversation with Robert Sheehan, the CEO of the Community Mental Health Association, representing over 46 community mental health organizations, over 100 private mental health providers, and 10 public Medicaid specialty health plans throughout the state. Robert, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. You have concerns that the Michigan Legislative Conference Committee has decided to change the way behavioral health and a pilot program are run. Do tell what your concerns are.
You bet. Those concerns revolve around three issues. The pilots were to test how integrated care would work, having private health plans and the public mental health system work as partners. But the language in the state budget for next year would violate all three basic principles. Those three principles, Steve, are pretty straightforward. One is that the pilots would be science-based. It'd run for 3 years. At the end of the 3 years, with a study done by the University of Michigan, we'll determine should they go forward. This language, though, calls for a mid-year change, halfway through the pilots being done, to go statewide with what the pilots are doing, which, of course, violates the basic science nature. Secondly, it allows the health plans to purchase services outside of the well-integrated mental health system. So what you'll end up with is what's called cherry-picking, where providers would come into the market who don't have experience, do it for a lower cost, but leaving the CMH system, who by law has to provide service to everyone, with far fewer dollars and all the clients with the most complex needs. And the third one is even more fundamental, Steve, is that one of the points made by this pilot was to move savings that will be created by these pilots in physical health care to the mental health side. Well, this language says until all the costs of the private health plans are covered, none of those savings will be moved to the mental health side, which, of course, means no savings will get there. So those are three pretty fundamental flaws in their language.
So, well, why would they do this? If you think it's flawed, obviously people think it's the right move, but you say it's putting for-profit health plans over people with mental health challenges. I mean, that's your argument, right?
It really is, and they're doing it because the private health plans have incredible political pressure. I must be sort of frank about this. And this language is exactly what the health plans have been saying for the last year. In spite of negotiations to move closer to an agreed-upon settlement, this is the original set of stances of the health plan, just repeated here in this language.
Well, private insurance obviously is preferred by the vast majority of Americans because there's been a lot of talk lately about Medicare for all and government-run health care systems, and the vast majority of Americans still favor private health care. The last poll I looked at, 75% favored it. So it's still, you know, the preferred method. So how do you find a place that you can be accommodating it to both concerns?
I think that's a great point. In fact, all these dollars are Medicaid dollars, so they are public dollars. We're looking for a partnership with private insurance, and we think that's what's going to happen in the month ahead. But this language would actually match that partnership. The CMHs and the private insurance companies for the last year and a half, Steve, have been negotiating to build such a partnership. I think they just fatigued of negotiating, and they went to this language, which, again, is not a partnership at all. It calls for the public system to be run by the private system.
So break it down for me. Break down this change and what it means. Let's make it anecdotal. Let's make it practical so we can all understand easily.
Sure. If this language were to stay in these pilot communities, what would happen is the private health plan then would have a contract with the CMH, but would have a contract with lots of other providers in the community, again, none of which have had the experience the CMH and its network has. And so if I'm a client, instead of calling CMH, I have to call around to find out how do I get into for services. Then the insurance company has to approve that care. That's not what happens now. Thirdly, then, if any savings come about, instead of...
Hold on, back up. Who has to approve the care?
The insurance company.
That's the way it works now. That's how Obamacare makes it work now. The insurance companies get to decide what treatments I get now because of the government oversight at a federal level.
You hit the nail on the head. But that's not what happens in the CMH side. In the CMH side, when a client comes in, the CMH and the client make that call. There's no insurance company overseeing that. The CMHs have to make that call clinically, which is what most clients want. So this would return it to an old-fashioned, just what you said, Steve, an old-fashioned insurance method where the provider has to then call the insurance company and say, can I provide that level of care? It is a model of private insurance, and that works fine, I'm sure, in that side. But in the Medicaid side, most clients expect to come to the CMH and get the care that they need.
Yeah, I don't think it works well at all on my side. When I go to the pharmacist and I'm told, well, the insurance company says that you don't get to have that. What are you talking about?
I agree entirely.
I hate it.
I couldn't agree more, and that's what we're going to see. In fact, right now, if you try to get outpatient psychotherapy, which is managed by the health plans, not by CMH, it's really hard to find anybody who will take it because the rates are bad. So that we don't want more of that. We're trying to keep the system easy for clients to get in, just like you described, Steve.
So you're saying that when you say for-profit health plans, you're saying the insurance companies benefit, but nobody else. That's what you're saying.
Well, I am. Yeah. I mean, they've done a good job on the physical health side, but on the mental health side, it's far more complex. I mean, as you probably know, mental health patients do better not only with therapy, but with housing and employment and social connection, none of which happens in the physical health side. So it's a different animal.
So how far away are we from, you know, from something happening, making a decision? Where do we go from here and when?
Right. So if the House and Senate change the language before they vote on it today, which is possible, then we go back to negotiation of a good partnership. Or the governor can veto it. Failing House and Senate action, we're recommending the governor veto this language. Then we're back to a good, strong partnership. Then sort of the political element is taken out, and we're into a clinical fiscal one. I do think, I should tell you, there are good people in the House and Senate and good people in the Department of Health and Human Services that want to build such a partnership.
All right, so where do we go from here, I guess, is my question. And I want to know, you know, is there a timetable for this? Robert Sheehan is here. He is the CEO of the Community Mental Health Association. Obviously, you're a big organization, over 100 private mental health providers, 10 public Medicaid specialty health plans in the state, 46 community mental health organizations, a big group of people, Robert. Where do you think we go and how do we get there?
So I think the way we get there is that language has to be stricken from the budget bill. Once it's stricken, then we're back on an even playing field working it out. If it doesn't, in fact, I think what will happen, if this language isn't changed, the pilots will fall apart. The CMHs will have to withdraw because they couldn't live in an environment that's being described here. And so I think, but then we're back to the Department of Health and Human Services, House and Senate leadership, and our association working to build a partnership that will actually work for clients.
There you go. Well, Robert, I greatly appreciate it. Appreciate you being here. I'm sure we'll stay on top of it and bring us updates as things change. Thank you so much, Robert. Greatly appreciate it. All right. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. And they're offering you something quite incredible, and that's a free water test. Go to stevegruber.com right now. stevegruber.com right now and get your free water test by clicking on the Wolverine button. And today, more people than ever are planning to work into retirement. Many find it necessary, though. That's why it's vitally important that you have a good financial plan. Never too late to at least get started. Wouldn't it be great if you didn't have to work in retirement unless you wanted to? Well, my good friends Mike Douglas and Bruce Van Hall can put together a plan for you. Their ultimate goal is to help enable you and your family to live free from financial worry now and throughout your lives. Find out more by visiting MyLifePlanFinancial.com. MyLifePlanFinancial.com. Mike Douglas, Bruce Van Hall, here to help you. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
You want an honest and entertaining source for news about everything you care about that's fun and easy to understand? Now you have one. Paycheckology. Do you want a news source that covers everything you need from important national issues right down to your own community? Paycheckology. Do you feel your concerns are getting lost in the media circus when it comes to important issues like jobs, immigration, and everyday American lives? Well, not anymore. Welcome to Paycheckology. The place to find important stories you won't get anywhere else, where the world is viewed through your paycheck's perspective. And that's a real eye-opener. Paycheckology is a digital news source where you can get all the news you need in a fun, informative way focused on strong, independent people who believe in real work ethic and the American dream. Paycheckology believes in hard work, great jobs, our borders, and our American way of life. If you believe in America like we do, and want a news source that's honest, fun, and real, check out Paycheckology at PaycheckTalk.com. That's Paycheckology at PaycheckTalk.com. The current no-fault legislation is a sellout to Michigan citizens and a total gift to the insurance company. As healthcare benefits are diminished from the current reform, healthcare providers, hospital workers, and care providers across Michigan are in jeopardy of losing their businesses, jobs, and livelihood as a result of the reduction in care under the present legislation. On Wednesday, September 25th, join thousands of healthcare providers, patients, and Michigan Brain Injury Providers Council members as they march and rally from the Lansing Convention Center to the Capitol in response to their sweeping changes to Michigan no-fault insurance. There is strength in numbers. Let's work together to mitigate the damage that will result from this recently passed legislation. To register, go to cpan.us, click on the events page, and go to Michigan Auto Insurance Promise Rally. Then join us in downtown Lansing on Wednesday, September 25th. This message is brought to you by Health Partners Home Care, the Eisenhower Center, and Advent Home Medical.